Welcome to this podcast about Itilagarook Shelter Cabin and Cape Krusenstern in Alaska. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Itilagarook Shelter Cabin sits in Cape Krusenstern National Monument, on the south bank of an unnamed creek that flows 5 miles west from Igaloorok Mountain to a coastal lagoon, about 110 miles southeast of Point Hope and 40 miles northwest of Kotzebue, Alaska. Igaloorok Mountain rises 757 feet. Its name comes from the Inupiaq for Little Window, recorded by the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey in 1950. The monument is collocated with the Cape Krusenstern Archaeological District, centered on Cape Krusenstern, a coastal plain of large lagoons backed by rolling limestone hills and underlain by permafrost. The Cape's 114 parallel beach ridges, built up over roughly 5,000 years by storms, currents, and wave action along the Chukchi Sea, record each successive shoreline in sequence, preserving evidence of about 9,000 years of human habitation alongside a detailed history of coastal change. Itilagarook lies on the coastal lowlands bordering the Chukchi Sea, historically home to an Inupiaq group called the Kikiktagrung Mihut, part of the broader Inupiat people of northwest Alaska. Europeans first identified the Kikiktagrung Mihut as a distinct group in 1838 when Alexander F. Kashevarov, an officer of the Russian-American Company, surveyed the coast between Cape Lisburn and Point Barrow. The Kikiktagrung Mihut subsisted on sea and land mammals, fish and plants gathered through a seasonal round that shifted where families lived and how they grouped or dispersed, moving between substantial winter houses and summer tent camps. Itilagarook was typically occupied during the early summer ice breakup. Each July, the whole Kikiktagrung Mihut population moved south to Sheshalik, a spit on Kotzebue Sound, also called Sisualik, for an annual trade fair that drew more than 2,000 people from across the region, including Siberia and, after contact, growing numbers of Europeans. Sheshalik's fair, one of the largest recurring Inupiaq gatherings, lapsed by the late 1800s, but was revived in 1996 as Katangut, a biennial celebration Kotzebue area tribes now host with the National Park Service. From 1905 to 1932, the Alaska Road Commission built more than 10,000 miles of trails and sled roads across Alaska, work meant to serve military needs and the territory's itinerant fishermen, trappers, and miners. Early labor consisted of flagging winter routes and clearing brush for overland trails. The commission later abandoned trail and sled road building in favor of airfields. Itilagarook Shelter Cabin, built by the commission a little after 1925 to support the mail and supply route between Kotzebue and Point Barrow, was one of just two shelter cabins the commission built within what is now Cape Krusenstern National Monument, the other being the Tuck Rock Shelter Cabin. Airplanes eventually replaced dog teams on the mail route, but miners working nearby creeks and villagers traveling by dog team, and later snow machine, kept using the winter trail and camped at Itilagarook and other lagoons. The National Park Service considers both cabins potentially eligible for the National Register of Historic Places, though today they have deteriorated and there are no current plans to preserve or reconstruct them. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.